We're going to bring up our first artist. Go ahead and start plugging in stuff, Larry. I'll clap for you when I finish talking. I've asked all the artists tonight for fun facts about themselves, so I'm going to read you some of those fun facts, and at least I'll tell at least one enormous lie about each artist tonight. Larry is the lead singer in a 10-piece variety wedding band. He was voted best dancer in his high school class. Yeah, that's a real one. Truly amazing artist who writes and sings about everyday folks, combining compassionate, socially conscious lyrics and an upbeat, joyful folk rock style. That's true. He's known for his soaring, mellifluous tenor, a strong rhythmic guitar style, an engaging stage presence, and his tireless campaign to focus international attention on the plight of Molly Ringwald.
Gotta look out for Molly.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, your own Larry Marante.
I got a little patch of sky over me. Silver clouds go rolling by over me. It could be rain and it could be dry over me. I got a little patch of sky. How I love to watch that sky over me. Spy a daydream with a sigh happily. And don't look up to wonder why I should be a little patch of sky. I ain't got a trust fund to my name. About the price, just give out a generous slice of some heavenly smiles. Walk in these earthy
so much. Such an honor to be here, and this is a third time I was picked as a showcase artist at Far West, and it's always a big thrill. I'd like to thank all the judges who chose me for the showcase, and especially Bill Lippi and Neil Scott right down here. They put the whole showcase thing together. It's a lot of work and a lot of their time. Thanks. Well, the autumnal equinox was a few weeks ago, and the days are getting shorter, the nights are getting longer, and I wrote a song about the winter solstice a few years back called Ready for the Dark, and it ended up on a Christine Lavin. Anybody know who Christine Lavin is? It ended up on one of her nine compilation, winter compilation CDs. This was a more holiday-themed thing. And back in 2010, it was called Just One Angel. I got to do a little tour with her and Uncle Bonsai, who showcased here last year. It's called Ready for the Dark. I love it when grass gets so frozen, breaks like glass beneath your feet. When clouds are so high in the sky, the air is clear as it can be. When your lips are wet and warm in summer, sets a fire in my heart. We're coming up on winter solstice, honey. Are you ready for it? Ready for the dark? Ready for the dark? In the cold, cold night, put another log in the heart. When days are short and nights are longer, you gotta get ready for the dark. Winter makes me pull you in much closer, tell you about the things been on my mind. How your touch always brings me comfort, for you I'll lay it on the line like a loyal soldier. Up on the wall and standing guard. It's a wild night, nature's wielding, honey. Are you ready for it? Ready for the dark? Ready for the dark? In the cold, cold night, put another log in the hearth. When days are short and nights are longer, you gotta get ready for the dark. Oh, when the sun starts hugging the horizon, oh, honey, that's my cue to hug a little more with you. And as each day goes by, you and I make more light shine through. A little more light each day, all the way to June. Giving thanks to the ones we love, but look inside for more direction. I look at you and all I think of is how I'm gonna wrap my arms around you. Watch this fire spit and spark on this quiet, cold December evening. I'm so ready for the dark. Another log in the hearth. When days are short and nights are longer, ready for the dark in the cold, cold night. Put another log in the hearth. When days are short and nights are longer, you gotta get ready for the dark. Thank you so much. Thanks. How many people have presently or have in the past had a troublesome neighbor? Like a pain in the butt neighbor. Yeah? That's not too many. You guys don't live in Seattle, that's for sure. Well, this song is about my neighbors when I was a kid growing up. Their names were Lighty and Mabel. They were Pennsylvania Dutch. And they were much older than my folks, who were in their mid-30s. I had two older brothers, and the week I was born, they brought me home to the new house. Well, it just so happened that Lighty and Mabel moved in the very same week. Their house was brand new, and their driveway wasn't finished yet, and it was all mud, and Lighty had to order some stone, so a big truck came and unloaded this big pile of stone in the middle of their driveway. And my dad had just bought a shovel that morning, and he said to my mom, he said, "Laura, I think I'm gonna go over there and help old Lighty spread some stone around, you know, get to know him a little better, do the neighborly thing." And this song is the progression of our relationship from that day forward. Started with a shovel, I guess, on a bright autumn day, when Dad helped Lighty spread stone in his driveway. We had just moved in, and in the most neighborly way, he helped Lighty spread stone in his driveway. His wife Mabel declared it was more than an error when Dad took a shovel home with him. She said it was hers, he said it was his. That's where the property line war begins. Property line, she'd say what's yours will be mine if it ends up on my side of the property line. She'd say stay on your own 50 feet, don't cross the property line. Well, Lighty worked the afternoon 3 to 11. He'd pull out at 2:45. At 2:51, in the rain or hot sun, Mabel would walk the line. Dragging her toy wagon, it was a red radio flyer with white rocks piled up to the brim. She'd lay each one down on the line, and then at 10:59, she'd pick them all up again from the property line. She'd say, what's yours will be mine if it ends up on my side of the property line. She'd say, stay on your own 50 feet. Stay on your own 50 feet. Don't cross the property line. Had a broomstick with a nail sticking out of the end. It was like a fairy tale that Grimm's or Aesop might write. Yeah, she'd flail it about if you got close to the edge. Thank God her growl was so much bigger than her bite. But there were baseballs and kickballs and soccer balls and toys that often disappeared in the night. And the next day she'd fire up her burn barrel, made sure we were home, and then she'd burn our toys one at a time across the property line. She'd say what's yours will be mine if it ends up on my side of the property line. She'd say stay on your own 50 feet. Stay on your own 50 feet. Stay on your own. Sometimes Lighty would come over for coffee. We'd all pretend things were normal and fine. Well, Mabel would peek through her Venetian blinds, watching Lighty from their side of the property line. She'd say, stay on your own 50 feet. Stay on your own 50 feet. across the property line. Thank you very much. All of that is true. I didn't make up anything. I don't think she liked kids. Or at least me and my brothers. I have to admit, we drove her a little crazy. Well, it looks like I have time for one more, I think. And thanks so much for coming out so early. And such an honor to be here. Have a wonderful weekend. If you see me in the halls, come up and talk to me. And tell me your bad neighbor story. This is a song about that was inspired by a book that I read by Thomas More, who had a couple of bestsellers back in the mid-90s called Care of the Soul, Soulmate. You ever hear of those books? No. Okay. Well, it's Seattle, but anyway, there was the book that inspired this song was called The Original Self, and there was a chapter in there that talked about letting down your defenses so that the universe can give back to you, and he called it a point of entry. And you can do that as an individual or as a community or even as a nation. And so it really inspired me, and I wrote this song. It's called Point of Entry. It's a title cut from my third CD. I have four CDs that I put out. My latest one, Patch of Sky, came out last year. And Point of Entry. Thanks, everybody. Well, life is what happens to you while you're waiting for your dreams to come true. You can have a world of desperation and resentment. You can find the love of your life and live in peace and contentment. If you give the world outside a point of entry, it'll give back to you. If you give the world outside a point of entry, it'll give back to you. That's why I keep the gates to my heart open, 'cause you never know where love might be. I'll leave a crack in my defenses and let the unexpected carry me. But when I find you with your mind on the prize, but your head's looking down at your feet, I say put on those rose-colored glasses of yours and let's go see what we can see. 'Cause there's a part of your soul out there in the distance, and there's only one way to find its truth. You gotta get the world outside a point of entry. It'll give back to you. Gotta get the world outside a point of entry. It'll give back to you. That's why I keep the gates in my heart open, 'cause you never know where love might be. I leave a crack in my defenses and let the unexpected carry me. Pursue a different path. when the politician is gonna finally do the right thing and practice what she preached. Or the estranged lover who's gonna offer second chances, or the God that's gonna make you weep. If you get the world outside a point of entry, it'll give back to you. If you get the world outside a point of entry, it'll give back to you. That's why I keep the gates to my heart open. You never know where love might be. I leave a crack in my defenses and let the unexpected carry me. That's why I leave the gates to my heart open. Cause you never know where love might be. I leave a crack in my defenses and let the unexpected carry me. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks so much.